OnSpace AI is a no-code platform that allows users to create full applications by simply describing what they want in natural language. Then their AI goes ahead and creates the user interface, the background logic, the infrastructure, turning ideas into apps in just a few minutes. This approach enables rapid prototyping and development without requiring any programming skills. Applications built with OnSpace AI can run across the web, iOS and Android, allowing you to rapidly create and deploy your apps. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. First of all, thanks to OpenSpace AI for sponsoring this video. Now, getting started is really simple. In fact, the easiest thing to do is just to show you. Okay, so here I am on the OnSpace AI website. And basically, as with everything today, we start with a prompt. And my prompt is build a daily habit tracking app. It should help users track daily habits like drinking water, exercising, and so on. There should also be an option to add custom habits. And there should also be two modes, guest mode, where the data is stored locally, and cloud, where there is a sign up and sign in function, and the data is stored in the cloud. And I also then list some other things. Now, you just hit that prompt, let it go, and then the AI agent will go ahead and start writing the mobile app for you. Now, at some point, it might come along with some questions. So it's asking, for example, should the daily habit progress be by incremental taps or just one tick box to sign it off? Once you answer those questions, you can then kick it off again and it will carry on building the app. And that's it. The app has now been written and you can test it out here directly in the web browser. You can also test it on a real device, which I will show you in a few moments. So I've gone in now in guest mode. I'm adding in my first habit. Look, this is exactly after what I was asking for. It's done exactly what I wanted. And I can go in here and just create, you know, these habits that I want to track with this app. And the custom habits also works, you know, learn French. You know, you can do whatever you want here, and then you can just track that as you go through the day. All the different tabs work, showing you the habits that you've got and your current statistics. Now, if you notice on the left-hand side, it's saying keep building. And the one thing here, the first thing on the list is enable cloud sync. So it didn't build that in on the first iteration. And that's true of many of these things and true here. It's an iterative process. So it will create you that very first app, and then it will say, well, what do you want to add this extra functionality now? So I've said, yeah, use the Connect OnSpace Cloud so users can sign up. There's a real authentication. The database gets created. The user information is stored in the database in the cloud. And it will now go ahead and add that to this app. Okay, so that's been added. So now I've got sign up with the cloud. So I go ahead and I can type in an email address and a password. And it will actually, because of the cloud services in the background, it will go ahead and send me an email with a verification code. And so there is now an email in my email box with that verification code. I'm just going to cut and paste that into the app. Okay, so I can put in the verification code and verify and continue. And that's it. I'm now signed up with my cloud account. So I've got to start again because the last one was the guest account. But anything I add in here now gets synchronized up with the cloud and is stored between even different devices. Now, if we look over on the left, we can see that it says keep building. And what it's offering now is to add habit reordering. So I've got drinking water here and then exercise. What happens if I want exercise on the top and drinking water second? I can now add that to this app. So again, this iterative process where you can say, do this, fiddle that, add that bit of extra functionality and the app grows. Okay, so now I can log in again because remember, this is I've started the app again. So because I've been rebuilding it, so I can log in with my username and password, and I'll have the existing data that I already had in there. So I've already got the habits I'm tracking, drinking water and exercise. I can now reorder the habits with that little drag tab there. So it added the functionality as I requested. So once you're happy with your app, of course, the next thing is you want to be able to distribute it. So of course, you get access to all the source code. You can just download that. You can download the app and get people just to sideload that onto their Android devices. Or you can, of course, publish it to Google Play. This equally applies to iOS. And here on Android, for example, you can download an AAB file, which will be used to submit to Google Play. It asks you to pick an icon. I've just generated an icon there. And I can go ahead now and build an AAB file directly using their cloud servers. And I can just hit the download button to download it. I can then take that and goes through the normal submission process for Google Play.
Testing is an important part of developing any app. That is why OnSpace AI created the runtime scanner. You turn it on and test your program and features. It will automatically detect errors, understand the issues, and fix it without requiring you to describe the problem. I mentioned earlier that I also show you the app running on a smartphone. Here it is via the OnSpace AI app. And as you can see, it is identical to what you see in the browser. It's worth mentioning that you can add in-app purchases to monetize your app, and you can integrate services like Stripe as a way to take payments for premium services.
Okay, so to integrate Stripe into my app, I'm going to say to the AI, add a Go Premium button that takes payments via Stripe. And it's going to go ahead and start writing the code for that. At some point, it may ask me a question like, for example, am I going for a monthly, yearly subscription or one-time purchase? In this case, I'm going to opt for monthly, yearly. Now, I have to integrate this with Stripe by adding in my Stripe API key. So you go to dashboard.stripe.com, and there you can find your API keys. And it's just a case of cut and paste. And here's the finished app. And as you can see, if I go over to my profile, there's now a Go Premium, and I can do monthly, yearly. And if I then hit the button, up comes the Stripe payment page where I can type in my credit card details and so on. It really was as simple as saying, integrate Stripe into my app.
Nothing worse than being a developer and having no support from the provider or from the community. Fortunately, that's not the case with OnSpace AI. For example, there are weekly tutorials published on YouTube covering everything you need to know about developing with OnSpace AI. And there are also various different channels for support. So with OnSpace AI, you get to develop applications for the web and for your smartphone just by prompting. When the app is ready, you can publish it far and wide, and you can even monetize your app. Plus, there's all those YouTube videos with tutorials on how to use the service, as well as dedicated channels for support. For more information, do check out the link in the description below. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.